Words for the Wise with Deshaun Williams.
Hello, everyone. As always, my name is Deshaun Williams, and I'm your host for Words for the Wise. And today is going to be a very brief message. So stick around, because I promise this message will help a lot of people. So let's get to it. Hello, everyone. So like I said, you don't want to miss this topic because today's topic is about mindset. And I feel like before I ended season 4, that is something that I need to talk about. Like, everybody needs to know something about the mindset and how it actually works. Like, the mindset that you have will dictate and manifest whatever you think. So until you change your mindset, nothing else will change. Now, before y'all come at me about that, I want y'all to think. If y'all are getting mad because of what I'm saying or what I'm going to say, if you're getting mad at what I'm saying or what I am going to say, it's because of your mindset. Why do I say that? Because you're so quick to jump to things. Because that's what you automatically have the mindset that somebody is coming and attacking you. But the thing is, not every, like, the world doesn't revolve around you. And that's what a lot of y'all believe. Y'all believe that the world revolves around you. You believe that everything that somebody says is towards you. Sweetie, baby, child, let me go ahead and tell you. This world don't revolve around you. Don't nobody think about you more than you. So, remember that. So, at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, you need to change your mindset. Your mindset is where it all starts at. If you don't change your mindset, nothing else will. People like Deshaun, what do you mean if I don't change my mindset, then nothing else will? What your mindset is what you manifest. So many of y'all sit there and think negatively. And because you think negatively, you are now manifesting all this negativity into your life. But wait. Let me guess. You don't want to think that's true. Because, it's so much easier to think negative than it is positive. No, baby. Let me go ahead and tell you something. First of all, what are you doing? Why are you lying to yourself? It takes more time and energy to play the victim when the problems that you're going through, you probably put yourself in those predicaments because you manifested them by the negative thinking and the negative situations that you have allowed yourself to become part of. So let me just go ahead and tell you a few things. The negativity that you surround yourself with, you manifested that because you sat there and you stood there for so long around that negativity instead of getting yourself out of it. Secondly, it takes more time and energy to play the victim of your own negative thoughts and your own negative actions than it does to be positive about things. Deshaun, what do you mean? What do you mean it takes more energy? If you got to sit there and think about every negative thing that ever happened to you, You have officially wasted about 45 minutes in every hour. Yeah, 24 hours in a day. So you do the math of how much time you've wasted. You've wasted more time thinking about the negative outcomes in life than the positives. I'm gonna let that sink in. I'm gonna let that sink in for a second. But also, you know, had a conversation with a friend once, and she said, it's easier to think negative than it is positive. Everything that's negative is easier to come to mind than anything that is positive. I said, no. She said, it's hard to not think negatively. I said, no. It's hard because you told yourself it's hard to. So you manifested that. In all honesty, it takes more time and energy to think negative than positive. Let me go ahead and tell you something. Most times, the reason why you say it's harder to think positively than it is negatively is because you told yourself that. And because you told yourself that so many times, you finally believed it. But if you tell yourself that in every negative outcome there will be some kind of positive, if you tell yourself that enough and you believe that, like you believe that it's easier to think negatively faster than it is to think positively, you tell yourself that it's easier to think positive thoughts than it is negative thoughts, you eventually begin to realize that. But everybody's mindset isn't the same. Why? Because everybody wants to play the victim. You can't play the victim when you're the suspect. You can't play the victim when there is nobody else to apprehend. You can't play the victim when your actions is the reason why you're in the predicament that you're in now. Stop playing the victim and start taking responsibility for your own freaking actions. Because at the end of the day, if you continue to play victim, guess what? You never take responsibility for your actions. It's point blank, period. End of conversation. There's nothing more to say to that. Now, I'm going to be honest. Y'all probably not going to like the fact of what I just said. But I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm a podcast host that focuses on telling you what you need to hear so that you can better yourself. I learned to better myself by associating with people that tell me what I need to hear and not what I want to hear. But no, y'all don't want to associate yourself with people like that. When people tell y'all what y'all need to hear and not what you want to hear, y'all are so quick to turn them down. Y'all are so quick to unfriend them because What they're telling you isn't what you want to hear. If you go through life only hearing what you want to hear, guess where you get in life? Nowhere. You keep making the same mistakes over and over. But let me tell you, those aren't mistakes. After the first time of you making it and realizing it don't work and you continue to make it, it's not a mistake anymore. It's a choice. Well, Deshaun, I don't know how to get out of the choice or how to keep from making that mistake. Yeah, you do. You just decide not to. You get out of that habit by breaking that mindset. You break that mindset, you break chains, you break barriers, you break walls, you break everything that's standing in your way. You change the way that you live. You change the way that you think. You change the way that you walk. You change the way that you talk. You change the people that you associate with. You change your circle. You'll realize that the people in your circle who told you what you want to hear aren't those who really want to see you win in life. But I can only tell you, you have to go out there and learn for yourself. See, no disrespect towards the school system. The school system teaches you a lesson, then gives you a test. That's not how life works. Life gives you the test and then teaches you the lesson. But how can you learn the lesson if you keep failing the test? Keep that in mind. Because in order to get somewhere in life, you got to change from the victim mentality, the victim mindset, to the mindset of, oh, I need to take responsibilities for my own actions. And like I said, until you finally take responsibility, because I don't think y'all heard me, until you finally take responsibility for your actions, you'll never succeed. You'll never make it. You'll always play victim. You always come up short. That mistake will become a choice. That mistake will become a way of life. The people that you associate with will never be there in your times that you need people the most. You need to keep that in your mind. That's gonna bring us to the end of this episode. And like I said, I don't care if you like what I talked about today. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm here to tell you what you need to hear. Go out there, change your mindset, change your circle. And I promise you, you'll start to win. You'll start to see changes. Mm-hmm.